Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penny, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. I saw you at the Tates last night. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was great. Reb's performance was incredible.
It was amazing, eh? She played Samson and Don't You Know Who I Am, because, of course, she won the Tate Prize last year and was also nominated this year for her most recent album. She is a bit of a powerhouse.
Yeah, and congratulations to Anthony Tonin and Jasmine Mary as well.
Total legends. We're going to be talking about, I mean, this feels like a nice segue from the Tate Prize, because it's very glamorous, it's very glitzy, all of the, indie music illustrious folks go out in their glad rags. And we're talking about probably the flashiest rags of all, which is fur.
Yeah, we're going to talk about faux fur. Just because going down the rabbit hole of the vegan leather, I thought, oh, I wonder about the fake fur, you know, what's the story behind that? But when you were talking about the Tates then, I was imagining like people pimping it out, you know, with a fur hat and then a faux jacket and then a cane.
Yeah, that would be a look.
Yeah. So what's quite fascinating about faux fur that I didn't know was that it was introduced into the market in 1929, and I kind of think that it's probably predominantly in the US, because the American government introduced a tax on animal fur products from 1919 to 1928, which helps kind of promote the manufacture of faux fur and just kind of drove sales a lot more.
Right.
And originally faux fur was used, the alternative was alpaca hair.
Oh, wow.
So not alpaca fur, but, shape like wool.
It was
shaving the alpaca and making it out of that.
True. I have actually seen some alpaca jackets in the Christchurch Museum, now that you say that now. Kind of imagine what that looks like. It does look, remarkably fur-like, even though it is a wool. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was because it was relatively inexpensive and still warm, it was quite, successful, but you couldn't colour it. So it was always kind of the same colour as alpacas, which is like grey and tan and that sort of thing. It wasn't until the 1950s with the introduction of acrylic polymers that they kind of replaced alpaca hair.
Right.
And acrylic polymers they provided more bulk, so it looked more like real fur because it was just a bit thicker. But unfortunately, like some vegan leathers, the acrylic polymers are made of chemicals derived from coal, air, water, petrol and limestone, petroleum and limestone. So although it's better to wear faux fur, because it's cruelty free, it's not actually sustainable.
Better for the environment, no.
No, and in some ways it's actually worse when you do some reading about it, because some versions don't take 1,000 years to break down. And the other thing that happens is that the more you wash them, the more the microfibers go into the water system, which is a major culprit of microplastic pollution.
Oh, God. Thinking about microplastics honestly sends me into such a doom spiral.
Sorry to bum everyone out on such a grey day.
Hey, it's good to talk about these realities of the world. We need mushroom fur. That's what we need.
Exactly. If it's a little fungus, they could knit the little, maybe they could knit the little filaments together. The microcilium, they could knit those and we could wear that. But there's three different types of ways of making faux fur, as in putting it to the back of something. Because when you think about it, fur is stuck to the skin, which is leather. And you probably would have come across these because it is quite common. There's the weaving process, which is where the fibres are looped through and interlaced with backing fabric. There's also a tufting, which is almost it's the same as making a rug in a way, if you've ever seen that process. So they use a tufting gun. There's slither knitting, really bizarre, right? And that's they use the same equipment as when you're knitting jerseys, so a knitting machine. And that's kind of the most economical and fastest way of producing faux fur. And then it kind of gets passed through a whole lot of different processes, including heat. But one of them was quite funny. It's called tigering. And that's
tigering.
Where you...
The names of these are amazing. Slivernitting, yeah. Tigering.
Slivernitting. Then it's going to get some tigering, which is when they remove the loose fibres that have kind of not adhered to the back.
Oh, yep, yep.
There's also some electrifying, which is where it's combed with a heated groove cylinder. And then, of course, there's resins and silicons and things like that that are added, which make it easier to dye, but of course the poor environment suffers from that.
Ay-yi-yi. It's not a perfect world, it's not. But it sounds interesting, and there are some, I mean, remarkably realistic faux fur out there now. Do you have any faux fur yourself, Penny?
Yes, I do, actually. I actually had a black faux fur, but now I gave that away, and now I just have a leopard print faux fur.
Oh, well, you got to do a statement, don't you? So,
yeah. And, of course, like there's brands like Stella McCartney, Calvin Klein, Michael Kors, Armani, that have been using faux fur for a long time, because fur was actually banned from all the major fashion weeks in around 2018, which I kind of feel like is quite late to the party. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weirdly, like, 2018 is just like yesterday, basically, especially given the old pandemic. So it's kind of an interesting one. This is still a new market in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and what's cool is that there is light at the end of the tunnel. There's a company called EcoPal who are now kind of investigating using fibres that are plant-based and biodegradable. So it's really good to see that there are companies checking that out and seeing what can be done so that we can have, you know, sustainable faux fur as well as, you know, cruelty free.
Far out. Sounds very interesting. We'll be keeping an eye on that one out there then. Penny, thank you for bringing us a bit of faux fur this morning. You've also brought us some suicide, diamonds, fur coat and champagne to round it off. sounds like a very good party. We will see you this afternoon.
Great. Have a good morning.
See ya. Kaki
pe. Bye.
Diamonds are forever.
Diamonds, Fur Coat, Champagne by Suicide, picked for us by Penelope Noir. Thank you very much, Penny.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.